My name is Dr. Henry Austin, and I would like to give a testimony concerning my life relative to once saved, always saved, and conditional salvation. I was brought up in a Baptist church, and as long as I can remember, I had no idea about being born again, what it meant, and I really didn't care. I was considered a Baptist, and that was that. I got baptized when I was 7 or 8 years old, and from that time on, I was secure in the Lord, at least that's what I was told, and I'm on the train to heaven. I'm saved, so I really didn't worry about a thing. Obviously, I was following suit and mimicking the other church folks, not all of them, but many of them, who didn't worry about a thing either, because so many of those folks went into the vets after church was over because the bars were closed on Sunday, and at least in my day, they were closed on Sunday. And the only place open for drinking and doing what they normally do was at the vets. And from my observation, they couldn't wait until church was over, so they could start drinking and smoking and cussing and running after women, you know, hanging out. So I guess I began worrying the same thing as I became a young adult. Baptism, actually, as far as I can recall, changed nothing in my life. I was told that my life should change coming from the pulpit when I got baptized, but from what I'm looking back at, my life did not change at all. And I'm still looking, even in my mind's view, I'm still looking at those church folks who went to the vets right after church and did the things they did before they even, I guess, went to church. But anyway, I was convinced that I was heaven-bound, so I didn't worry about too much. And I went to church because I had to, and as I got older, I went to church because I was expected to. That was according to my brain. Well, when I became a teenager, I guess as a young adult, I began, or I should say, I continued drinking and running after girls and did all that young people were expected to do or exposed to do, except get in trouble with the law, and that way I wouldn't do it. I was more afraid of my father than I was of even God getting in trouble with the law. And I must say I was conscious of God, but he was definitely not on my daily agenda. I joined the Marines when I was 19 years old. I went to Vietnam and spent 20 months there. And I came home without a scratch, and I wondered about that because I've been in the company of some very, very, what I would consider good men who weren't nearly as ornery as I was, but they didn't make it. And I did, and I wondered about that. Well, when I was 26 years old, I went to a church, and there I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And brother, I was on fire for the Lord. But the problem I had was I had to go back overseas to Japan, and I lost fellowship. I was unable to get any proper teaching from the pastor at that particular church, and who I believe he and his wife and his congregation, to my knowledge, were walking upright before the Lord, and they were very precious, and they were very careful about how they walked. But I didn't have time to really fellowship like them as I wanted to because I was a Marine, and I was constantly on the go. And it was just sad when I look back on that. And obviously, it didn't take too long for me to fall back away from the Lord, and all that fire just went out. And as I look back, it is so hard for me to believe that that fire that I had for the Lord went out because I was out of fellowship, and I was not able to study the Word, and I wasn't praying anymore. I was back into the streets doing my thing again, only this time I felt the true conviction of Jesus Christ upon my shoulders. I was a miserable person. I knew the right thing to do, but I didn't do the right thing. I was so confident that I was heaven bound anyway. Although I was miserable, although I knew not to do these things, I was doing them, and I was doing them with impunity, but I was still conscious of God speaking to me. But I stayed in the streets. And my wife, she got good and saved in a full gospel church. She persuaded me to come back to church with her. And believe it or not, I got good and saved too. My salvation this time was followed up, and I would not let anything interfere with the teachings, the biblical teachings. And I received it on a regular basis, and I've been doing a lot of studying on my own, and I became a doctor in theology and ministry. And my wife and I, we became evangelists together in the street for many, many years, and we saw many people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we followed up with good teaching, because that is essential, that a newborn child of God has to know what the Scripture says, not what the preacher says, not what their friends say, not what their other Christian saints say, but what you learn from the Scripture, and then you can evaluate whether it's good or bad coming from somebody else. And that's so essential, and so I made a point that I will not be fooled again, but I will not fall away again, because I'm going to stand on the Word of God no matter what. And in this thing, I discovered that this doctrine of once saved, always saved is not biblical. All of God's promises that I'm aware of that's in the Scriptures are conditional. We have a part to play. I sort of look at it this way. God operates in column B, and I operate in column A. Or God operates in column A, or I operate in column B, however you want column you want to use. But in column A, where God operates, He does what I cannot do. In column B, where I operate, I have to do what God will not do for me. He gave His Son for me. That I cannot do. And I must abide in Jesus minute by minute. And this I must do. This is my part. And I know that now. Thank you, Jesus. I know it now. And living this way, I've discovered what true freedom is. Living according to the Scriptures on a daily basis. Not looking for excuses to sin. Not justifying my reasons for when I do sin. But quickly repent, ask God for forgiveness, and boldly move on. Living a godly life, praising Jesus all the way. Now, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've been walking, I've been talking Jesus for more than 15 years. And I love every bit of it. And I love the Lord Jesus with all of my heart. But I know this one thing for certainty. Once saved, always saved is a lie from the pits of hell. Once saved, always saved will allow you and give you excuse after excuse after excuse to walk in the pits of hell. And that's where your destination goes. That's where you are going. If you believe that trash, you have to abide in Jesus Christ on a daily basis. And I say that with all sincerity. Do not fool yourself. Do not fool yourself. Jesus died for us. And He died a righteous death for us, that we may live righteously for Him. And I just thank you for this opportunity to let you know that once saved, always saved is a damnable doctrine in my view.